Well, hello and welcome to the Sokala Duma weekend special show brought to you by Ventuk. I am your host, Nkululeko Nkeo.
Ventuk Beer and Chef Benny are searching for SA's best shisanyama. With nominations now in, visit ventukbeer.co.za to vote. To see your shisanyama win, dial *120*4321# and vote for your favorite. You can also stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event. Just buy any Ventuk Beer, dial *120*4321# and enter your underliner code. Ventuk, 100% pure taste, 100% pure enjoyment. Enjoy responsibly. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
Well, it wasn't the greatest of weeks to be a South African. It was a week where South Africa, Bafana Bafana that is, failed to qualify for the World Cup once again. And we searched for answers. We spoke to legends. David Nyati on the Sokala Duma newspaper lamenting the fact that there was a bit of a lack of quality. Dr. Kumalo as well in his usual column in the Sokala Duma newspaper echoing those sentiments as well. We also, Sokala Duma Radio, spoke to Thabo Mngomeni in our sister show, which is the big interview, where he mentioned the fact that it's so easy now to get into the starting lineup of Bafana Bafana. Just if you can only defeat Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates and Sundowns, that was his opinion. He said that you are on your way to making it at Bafana Bafana. It is as easy as that. So we searched for answers there, and we're still searching for the answers, making sense of why we haven't qualified as a country for a World Cup since 2002. And on that somber note, I welcome you to the preview show for this weekend's fixtures. Of course, it was the international week, and we've left it behind now, and we're dragging our feet, of course, from the emotions of being defeated with our national teams, but slowly picking up pace in terms of looking forward to the fixtures coming up. And this weekend is the Telkom Knockout semi-final, and I'm so excited about that. And in this show, we'll be speaking to Kiki Munareng, who will be giving us an update on the National First Division. He works for the NFD website that gives a lot of information about the National First Division. Of course, you know that we don't get to see the National First Division on TV a lot. He's a man that gets to see most of the teams, and he writes about most of the teams. So he'll tell us about which teams to look out for and the latest news there. We also speak to a Sokala Duma journalist, Mr. Busakwe, who's going to be giving us a preview of the Telkom Knockout fixtures that are taking place this weekend in the semi-finals. It's Kaizer Chiefs versus Bidvest, and Veselin Yelosich, the coach of Bloemfontein Celtic, versus coming up against Bernard Moleko of Polokwane City there. I'm excited about those fixtures. But before we get that, remember, we ask you a question on Facebook via voice notes. We thank you very much for the responses. We ask, what would it mean for Steve Compella and his Chiefs' career if he were to win the Telkom Knockout? And there were a lot of responses there, which we'll read across the show, and we'll be playing your voice notes as well. But before we get to that point, let's read the headlines that happened throughout the sporting week. And in this week, Bongani Zungu said that the players are disappointed, are as disappointed as the fans, after Bafana Bafana's failure to qualify for the 2018 World Cup in Russia. Zungu was back in the starting lineup on Tuesday as South Africa lost 2-1 to Senegal in Dakar, and he believes that things would be different if they could only finish their chances. Bafana Bafana's next planned game sees them take on Libya in March in their next African Cup of Nations qualifier. And moving on to Orlando, to Mamelodi Sundowns rather, agent Mike McCabe has confirmed that Mamelodi Sundowns have met with Swedish coach Erik Hamrén about the possibility of him taking on a position at the club. Sokala Duma reported recently that the 60-year-old had touched down in South Africa amidst rumours that he had been earmarked for a technical director role at Masantawana going forward. Now, though he wouldn't go into detail, McCabe, whose company brought Hamrén to Mzansi, says that talks seem to go well with the Swede when he met with Sundowns. And lastly, Bidvest are currently in talks with their head coach about extending his stay beyond the current season. Unconfirmed reports have revealed that Gavin Hunt's contract with the Clever Boys is set to come to an end on the 30th of June 2018, with sources since revealing that the two parties are currently in talks about a new deal for the Cape Town-born men tour. Hunt joined up with Verts from SuperSport United where he won 3 Absa Premiership League titles and a Nedbank Cup with the Twala Giants. Of course, we know last season he won the MTN 8 and the league title. So even though they're not doing well so far, in terms of the league position, but they are in the semi-finals of the Telkom Knockout. We hope that they will resolve their contract talks amicably from my end. I would still like to see him at Bidvest Wits. Let's play some of your voice notes and your views now.
Kampala winning the cup, it will mean at least the Odisha Sivirale and at least what Lakhona celebrate you. Otherwise, more importantly, Kaizer Chiefs will give him a year or so a new contract. So he only needs to win this cup. At least Kazala will convince the bosses what he's capable.
Well, we've been speaking to celebrity chef Benny Masekwameng. They call him Chef Benny throughout the Sokala Duma weekend special shows brought to you by Ventug, where we've been talking about preparing the meat and making a perfect braai. So he's been telling us from the fire, ensuring that you have the right degrees of fire, the right temperatures rather of fire, and also about the selection of a wide range of meat and the amount of spices that you have, the variety of spices. Well, all of this is in preparation for you to have a good time when you're watching the semi-finals of the Telkom Knockout. Let's hear from Chef Benny, and we'll also hear from you about your perfect chisanyama, your perfect spot for you where you enjoy yourself with your friends and family, hanging out and brying that meat. We'll also hear from you, and we thank you very much for those voice notes. Let's hear from Chef Benny, and we'll talk to you about your perfect chisanyama.
Ideally, I would love my meat to be bought in fresh, but then if you have frozen meat, make sure that you defrost it in the fridge overnight. But just when you're about to, you know, cook it, take it out for at least 30 minutes so that it gets to room temperature. You know, that helps it cook quicker, and it'll also help you gauge exactly where your meat is. So if you maybe like your meat medium, if you put it on the fire too cold, you know what I'm saying? By the time that you take it off, it won't be cooked inside because it's still very, very cold inside, you know? So make sure that you got your meat on, at room temperature. Take it out way ahead of time, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So that you sure that it cooks quicker. Also, you don't want to be sitting on the fire and missing out on the game too much, you know what I'm saying? You want something that is, you know, that you can do quickly, but you don't miss out on the action and the company of the friends that you have over.
Hi, Sokala Duma in Venwook. My favorite place, Chisanyama, like in Nikasi Soweto, is Bafokeng. It's a nice place, very chilled, nice ambience. The people there love soccer. They love Venwook. It's the best beer. So I think that that's the best Chisanyama for me so far. Ikasi, sure.
Visit ventugbeer.co.za, that's ventugbeer.co.za, or dial *120*4321# to vote for your favorite Chisanyama in the Ventug Beer search for SA's best Chisanyama. Also stand a chance to win instant prizes or tickets to the main event by simply buying any Ventug beer or by dialing *120*4321#. Enjoy responsibly, not for sales to persons under the age of 18. Of course, you had your thoughts on the voice notes and our talking point. Some of you implying that Steve Kompela is going to win the Telkom Knockout, therefore cementing his legacy as one of the greatest Kaizer Chiefs coaches. That's funny for me because some of you also give pressure, put Steve Kompela under pressure when he maybe draws one game. Let's read some of those messages then. Tebogo Michaels Ralikhomo says, should Steve Kompela win the Telkom Knockout final, he must resign immediately after the game on national television. And then Kila Majola says he deserves to win something. The man has been bullied by supporters demanding results, so he should win the TKO. It will be the beginning of greater things to come should he win the TKO. That's Kila Majola. And Sbusiso Enzo Sigenu says it would mean he has just shot himself in the foot because we're just getting used to the feeling of going season after season with no trophies there. I'm sure that is sarcastic because who enjoys not winning anything? That is Sibusiso Enzo Sigenu saying that Steve would be shooting himself on the foot. And Mlungu Mavimbela says, for Steve, it would be his greatest achievement as a coach. For Chiefs, it would be going back to the their roots of winning trophies or of being a trophy winning team. And Sitsaba Cendani says it would give Kompela a glimpse of hope in Kaizer Chiefs renewing his contract, of which I think currently his chances are not good. And then the last two, Jabu Mukwena says Steve winning a trophy in his 8-1-1 formation, not a chance. And then Paul Gaddafi says it would be like winning a World Cup. They would be talking about it all the time, and they would renew his contract with 7 years. The simple question on our number 066-171-0346, we ask you to send us your voice notes. What would winning the Telkom Knockout mean for Kaizer Chiefs' Steve Kompela and his Kaizer Chiefs career? Right, I'm now joined in the studio by Sokola Duma journalist. He is known in local circles as LB. I will call him Lonabo Busakwe for now. Mr. Busakwe, thank you very much for your time. How's it going, sir?
Sure, Shongwenya. Everything is fine with me.
All right, great to have you here. I mean, the reason why I called you here today, because I'm searching for answers going into, that's me and the fans, of course, going into the semi-finals of the Telkom Knockouts. Kaizer Chiefs, Bidvest Wits, Polokwane City and Celtic. So in looking for answers, we usually use journalists like yourselves to tell us what's going to happen. Well, I'm going to put your head on the block and maybe get predictions for yourself. Before we get there, though, we asked the question on Facebook to our fans. What would winning the Telkom Knockout mean for Steve Kompela and his Chiefs future? Just quickly, your views on that one.
You know, Kaizer Chiefs is a very big team, and then it is expected from them to achieve great results. And I think that Steve Kompela has not done that well so far. So there's too much pressure on him to do good. I mean, I think he will also like to win the cup for the mighty Amakhosi. So he has got a chance now to at least say, I've been here, I've done this, but I've not got what you guys expect from me. So now is his chance to win the cup for the mighty Amakhosi. I mean, Chiefs is a team that has won so many cups before. And then the team is used to that culture of winning. So he must get something for them to be happy, and for him also to be happy, and to guarantee his position in the team. So I think Chiefs, Kompela has got a chance. And then
would it give him more time to stay at Chiefs, maybe for an extra season if he wins maybe the Telkom Knockout and maybe end in the top three or winning the league? Would it give him more time?
Of course, you know, if he wins, then there's a chance. I mean, there's a chance that he might stay long, because that will make him be more appreciated. That will showcase maybe what he can do, you know. So if he wins, then maybe there's a chance that he can stay at Amakhosi.
All right, looking at the Telkom Knockout fixtures just quickly before we let you go. On Sundays, Polokwane City versus Bloemfontein Celtic. Veselin Yelosic's side doing so well so far in the competition, as well as Bernard Mulekwa's side, Polokwane City. Which team do you think would take that one?
I think it's going to be a tough game. Both teams have got quality players, but Polokwane City's Rodney Ramakalela, he's been on form, you know.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's scoring goals. He just won an award for the best player
of the month, the previous month.
So, I mean, even Celtic has got good players like the likes of this guy from Khayelitsha. Ndengane.
Alfred Ndengane. Yeah.
So it's going to be a tough one. It's not going to be easy. But I can give it to Polokwane. I mean, Ramakalela is just on top form. So I think he's going to do good on the game.
All right, the likes of Rama Carrera there and Maluleke in the midfield. All right, and then on Saturday, Kaizer Chiefs will be playing against Bidvest Wits. Bidvest Wits being the home team. Well, last time they played in the league, it ended 1-1. What do you think is going to happen this time around?
You know, both of these teams are good teams, as I've said. But yeah, I mean, Wits have got the likes of Gamal in front. They play so good, and then he can score goals. But as I've just said now, Chiefs want to win something. You know, there's a pressure on Kompela, and Kompela want to win. And it's been a long time that Chiefs were in the final. So I think they've got an opportunity to win something for their fans. There's a pressure on both the coach and the fans.
So there's that reality that they want to win something, but then there's the reality that Bidvest Wits are a strong side. They won the MTN 8 last season and the league. So would you tip for this match?
I'm giving to Chiefs.
Right, that's quite bold. And in Sokala Duma, the paper that you write in, Gert Skalkwyk was asked who he thinks is going to win, and he thought Kaiser Chiefs would take it. Glenn Salmon, who was the coach of the MTC side for Bidvest Wits, said Wits is going to win. So your take is Kaiser Chiefs?
Yeah, it's Chiefs, man, because as I've said, there's just too much pressure on them, and they want to do something good. So Kombela want to win. If NNN, you know, if Kombela does not win this match, this final, there's a possibility that he might go. So for him and for his reputation, for his job, to keep his job, then he must win the cup.
All right, that is Lonwabo Posakwe. He is the journalist of Sokala Duma. You can catch him on the latest edition of Sokala Duma doing interviews every Wednesday. It's out. My name is Nkululeko Nkewe, and this was our conversation predicting the Telkom Knockout semi-final fixtures. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Posakwe.
Shabungunyam.
If Steve Kompela can win this TK Telkom Cup, it'd be a major boost for his career and for his CV. Because it will be his first medal, especially for a big team like Chiefs. So it will be a great thing for him. So it will boost his confidence and the players again. But I wish all the best for Steve to win this one. Because, you know, people have been saying much about him. So if he can win this one, I'm telling you, Steve will be recognized by South African fraternity, and Steve will turn the Chiefs to be a powerful house of soccer in South Africa. I thank you.
Chiefs' reputation under Kompela has already done a big blow, but if should they win the Telkom Knockout, I think it will only be good for the players because it will be a good confidence booster. But as for Kompela, no matter what he does now, I think its time is up. Chiefs is playing better football right now than before, but already too late. I would like to see them winning that cup, but as for Kompela, it will only be good for him in a way that he won't go down as a coach who didn't win anything at Chiefs.
All right, we're now joined on the line by Kiki Munareng. Kiki Munareng works for the National First Division website, the nfd.co.za. You can hop on there and find his good works covering the National First Division. Kiki, thank you very much for your time. How's it going, man?
Yeah, thank you very much for popping in, Gulego. And I would also like to take this opportunity to create your Soccer Ladino radio show.
Yeah, man, I'm very happy that you have you with us here as an expert on the National First Division matters. Can you tell us any news, any interesting news? I mean, we've seen you updating information about changes in coaching from club to club. Can you give us the latest update on which coach or which team has recently switched coaches?
Okay, let me start with Black Leopards. As you guys would know, Black Leopards have just recently released the Belgian coach, which is Jean Lusito. He was actually sacked at Black Leopards, and subsequently to that, he actually found a job within Northern KZN at Richards Bay United. So he has taken over the reins from Joe Monduli, who was the interim coach slash assistant coach. So we will be actually trying to actually see them escape the relegation zone and actually maybe end up mid-table or perhaps fight for league honors or the promotional places within the log. There's also been the release of Ian Palmer, sorry, who was sacked by...
From Bushbucks, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. However, on a very sad note, he actually lost his father. So I'm not sure if the arrangement is the one who actually asked the club to actually release him, or maybe the club felt like they're not actually entirely happy about the results that the team has been getting recently. So according to my notes, yeah. And also with Super Eagles, the newbies on the block in 2015, the team from Bethlehem, the Free State Province, they've just actually redeployed Sikho Fatso Masikho, who will be working with Kisetso Mufugeng as new fuel assistant coaches. And now they have actually a road team in their setup, a coach by the name of Antonio Jesus Flores, He's from Spain. His descent is from Spain in his background. However, he has coached within the African continent. So he's got some sort of an experience within the continent and how to actually maybe put teams or actually every team into the map. Yeah, I think for now, yeah, those are the top three clubs whereby there's been some deviations and movement when it comes to technical team shifting.
Now, before we get into that, or perhaps that will be a story for another day, what do you make of Richards Bay? You remember that they won the league last season. They've now just hired, like you said, Jean Lucito as their coach. What do you make of their fortunes? Do you think that they will be able to survive the drop? I mean, they are number 15 now with 9 points after 10 games.
Yeah, very good question, mate. Based on paper and based on the players they have, just to highlight a few couple of players you would know and also your listeners, they've got guys like experienced campaigners, so it's a one, Mandy Negua. They've also got Kimberly Bone, Stanley Mason. They've got experienced campaigners like Stanley Songwana. So based on those couple of guys I have actually mentioned to you, on paper they should make it. However, currently they're not actually performing to people's expectations and perhaps maybe coaches' plans and management's plans. So however, I do actually think they will actually come out of the slump and will gather some positive results from the next match, which I believe is a KZN derby with their neighbours, Rio Kings. So I don't see Richards Bay actually staying too long in the relegation zone. That's my honest assessment. However, clubs like my home team club, Ubuntu Cape Town, I doubt, I am actually saying this under correction, that they will actually perform quite favorably this season. Seeing that that is actually a church club, I'm not sure if the chairman has got experience in this level to run a semi-professional club like Ubuntu Cape Town. Even the guy that they've just actually roped in, he's the director of the team or slash foundation. So I'm not sure of his coaching credentials. I'm not saying Casey Prince is not actually a capable or competent coach. However, I do see them as one of the contenders to actually get the job or actually compete for, to actually go down to ABC Motsepe League. Just to get back to your question, I don't see Richards Bay. I'm actually staying where they currently at the moment. They just need a couple of good results to go their way and gather some momentum. Yeah, and things should be up and running for them.
Now let's try and separate, at the top, let's try and separate the pretenders from the contenders. There is a few points separating the top 10. From number 10, Mthatha Bucks with 13 points. You have number 9, 8, 7, 6 with like 14, 15, 16. So there isn't any team that is running away from it. The top three is Highlands Park, University of Pretoria, and Jomo Cosmos. Now, would you say that those are contenders or they're just pretenders? Do you foresee any teams below that taking the promotion place?
Look, Ngulego, I won't be able to answer your question and put my thumb on it exactly. I'll tell you why. Yeah, we're still waiting for the January transfer window. However, if you're actually asking me currently, who do I think will actually take the lead or will be up there on the upper echelons of the log, I would actually say, yeah, clubs like Highlands Park, they've got good players, players who've been there, done that, they've got the T-shirt. My surprise is clubs like Tuts, University of Pretoria, clubs like Mbombela United also, that's another club of the club, who just actually called back their previous coach, Ashwin Sutton. To be honest with me, I would say Highlands Park at the moment, they seem to be running away with it. However, not according to the log, however, according to the way they're playing, the confidence levels the team has, the technical team, the experience within those two guys, Alan Freeze and Owen DeGama, it's something to actually write home about him. So I would actually put my money on Highlands Park at the moment to actually come May next year to be the club maybe fighting for league honours or actually winning the league outright.
All right, that's Kiki Munareng giving us an update on the National First Division. For now, we'll keep it at that. We'll keep on bothering you in future. And we thank you very much for your expertise.
Yeah, no worries, Mbuleke. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you very much for thinking about me.
Well, we thank you very much, Kiki Munareng, for those expertise. And taking a look now at the fixtures taking place this weekend in the National First Division. Black Leopards are playing Umtata Bucks at 3 p.m. on Saturday, the 18th of November. Ubuntu FC Cape Town, like he was lamenting the fact that they're not doing well. They're hosting top of the table, number two, Amatugs, at the same time. There, and Royal Eagles hosting Real Kings FC. Mbombela hosting Tsakuma Tsamatsebandira. Witbank Spurs are traveling to Richards Bay FC with their new coach, Jean Lucito from Black Leopards, who was previously coaching Black Leopards. And Utongati are playing host to Highlands Park. Highlands Park, top of the table team. And on Sunday, Stellenbosch FC will be welcoming Ezinkosi Jomo Cosmos. And lastly, the fixture for this weekend will be Super Eagles' newly appointed coach from Spain hosting Cape Town All-Stars at 3 p.m. Somber and depressing as the international break was, we have the league fixtures to look forward to. There's also the CAF Confederations Cup final for SuperSport United to look forward to against TP Mazembe in Lubumbashi. So it will be a good weekend where you can enjoy yourselves with families, braaiing. I mean, we've given you the tips from a celebrity chef. There are beers to enjoy, and there is football to enjoy this weekend. Thank you very much for listening to the weekend special show brought to you by Venthook. I am Nkululeko Nkeu. Enjoy the weekend.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.